This is Morning Edition on IPR News Radio. Good morning. I'm Peter Payette. Grand Traverse County's prosecutor has released police reports from the Clarence Gomery case. Gomery is a Traverse City attorney who is accused of trying to hire a hitman to kill another attorney, Christopher Cook. Last week, a district court judge looked at the evidence in the case and said there's enough for it to go to trial. David Castleman has been covering this story for Interlochen Public Radio, and he joins me. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Peter.
So what new information do these police reports give us compared to what you heard last Friday in court?
Well, not much new. The story that's laid out by the witnesses and the police reports, it's really similar to what we got out of the hearing on Friday. But the report does have a couple new details. We hear from a couple new people. We hear from Cook himself, who talked with detectives right after the investigation began. We also hear from Cook's wife and also from a friend of Gomery who told detectives that Gomery came to him about a year ago and said that he wished Cook would fall off the face of the earth.
Now, both in the hearing and in the police reports, we hear quite a bit about the prior relationship between Dale Fisher and Chris Cook. Dale Fisher is the man who Clarence Gomery allegedly went to kill Cook. What kind of relationship did those two have?
Well, they knew each other. Fisher's son was, I guess, dating Cook's daughter. And so they had a friendly relationship that started about sometime last year. And eventually that relationship turned sour. Cook's wife recounts a moment where there was a confrontation, a shouting match between Dale Fisher and Cook. So they started off friendly, but it turned sour.
Now, detectives put a recording device on Dale Fisher when he met with Clarence Gomery. And that evidence, it sounds like, could make a very strong case against Mr. Gomery in this criminal matter. What sort of defense does it look like Clarence Gomery's attorney will mount?
Well, Gomery has a new attorney. In fact, he's only been on the job for less than a week. Frank Stanley, he's an attorney from Grand Rapids. And on court on Friday, Stanley, and this is the only evidence we have as to, you know, what possible defense he might bring to the trial. But he went after one of the lead detectives about the way that the wiring, the recording device and investigation went down. It seems like from the records and from what Fisher said on Friday that he's volunteered himself to wear a wire. And this is the weekend where Fisher came forward to police on a Friday, and by the next Monday morning, Gomery was arrested. Well, on that Sunday, Fisher volunteered himself to wear a wire, and Stanley, the defense, kind of went after one of the detectives about that, asking if that's the way things normally go about in an investigation, that, you know, the primary witness would volunteer himself and sort of implied that he was the one calling the shots in the investigation.
Now, the district court judge, Mike Stepka, said he was more comfortable with Clarence Gomery behind bars with a $5 million bond. Tell us what he said.
The judge said that he was worried that if Gomery got out on a lower bond, that he was worried he might commit a desperate act. And that's the way that he characterized Gomery. And Gomery's been sitting in jail since July 14th on a $5 million bond. And even though the defense tried to lower it, the judge kept it right there. He felt that it was necessary for the safety of Mr. Gomery and also for Mr. Cook and his family.
David Castleman, thanks.
Thank you.
And this is Morning Edition on Interlochen Public Radio.